Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon. And today is a warm day in the United States of America. And what's going on out there? We're going to start off with the great Mr. Alleyne today. He has to give us a little backdrop today on what we're going to talk about. And when we're done with that, I know the rest of you have some wonderful, wonderful topics to talk about as well. And we'll get to all of you today. Thank you for joining us. And this is Women United. David, you have the mic.
Okay. Well, you asked me to look up Michaela Ross and Dolores Epps, who are part of the reporting on the police misconduct project. And I'm trying to recall who's, let me look at this here. Tim Lynch seems to be the primary reporter for this National Police Misconduct Reporting Project. And as far as Michaela Ross and Dolores Epps are concerned, their mother and daughter, and I'll just read what I pulled up on the internet about this situation. It says, former Memphis, and I like the use of the word former Memphis police officer Alex Beard was speeding to a call with no siren when he rammed into a car, killing 13-year-old Michaela Ross and her mother Dolores Epps, age 53. Michaela's father, Michael Ross, was severely injured but survived the crash. This week, the former officer was offered a plea deal by prosecutors of 6 months in jail. Mr. Ross said the sentence was like a, quote, slap in my face, end quote. The prosecutor, the prosecutor said this was the best that he could be done. And then it has a picture of Michaela's school locker where classmates had made a little memorial. And this took place on September 13, 2013. It doesn't say in this little article when. Oh, yeah, it does. This week, the former officer was offered a plea deal by prosecutors. So we're talking about nearly 2 years after the incident. I will say that this police misconduct reporting project has a lot of information and would seem to be a valuable resource to anybody who was interested in that subject. Also, I was looking at an edition of the local Kansas City black newspaper called The Call, and there's a front page article stating that five black women have died while in police custody since mid-July. And I'll just give you their names. Kendra Chapman, who I believe is 18 years old, she allegedly committed suicide while in police custody. Where she was stopped by the police for some minor offenses, which I didn't see clarified in this article. Another one, Joyce.
They accused Kendra of stealing a cell phone.
Excuse me?
Her. She was accused of stealing a cell phone.
Yeah.
Kendra Chapman. Some silly stuff.
Joyce Cornell. Ralkina Jones. Raynetta Turner. And of course, Sandra Bland. And this is all since July 13th. I am very curious about comparable statistics for white women. According to this article, it would seem that the police would have us believe that black women have some obsession with committing suicide when they're in jail. I've also seen statistics saying that black women are 18 times more likely than white women to end up being incarcerated. The article goes through the facts in all these cases, which in no instance is there any proved police misconduct with regard to these deaths. Of course, we see what happened with Sandra Bland, and that's obvious misconduct, but all of this is, you know, certainly indicative of the problems that black people, both men and women, are having with the criminal justice system and these cops. And I really think a lot of these incidents are basically copycat incidents where these cops see other police officers in the news for mistreating or murdering black people, and they think that's really pretty cool, and they want to get in on the action too. That's what I think. But five in basically 3 weeks, that's horrifying. So in any case, that's about it for me, and I'll leave the floor to anybody else. Does anybody else have something to say?
David?
Yes.
Oh, can you tell us the name of the project director and the name of that again? It's called what project?
National Police Misconduct Reporting Project. And the name name of the person who's doing the reporting is Tim Lynch, but you don't need his name to pull it up on the internet. Just National Police Misconduct Reporting Project. They have a lot of information, and they give periodic updates of which this last these last five incidents were, the incidents of Michaela Epps and Michaela Ross and Dolores Epps being rear-ended by this cop is one of the latest incidents that are being reported. But it's a very viable resource.
So we could probably use something like that to keep up with possible actions. When you say specifically, how do you think, you know, coming from your perspective in that profession, legal profession, how can this be utilized by the average citizen that maybe gets into some issue?
I'm not sure about what could actually be done in some of these instances by people who are just aware of it. In terms of lawsuits, you have to have standing. Standing means that you have a direct interest in the outcome of any litigation, as opposed to just being an enraged bystander or onlooker. I think that there's a tremendous amount of information being generated by this project, and it could certainly this information could certainly be used to provide support of some type, financial or moral support, or maybe even advice to the victims or the families of the victims of this police misconduct. But and of course, it's always possible to do petitions and so on, which might be a little bit difficult to do if you're not there. But the main thing, it seems to me, would be to offer support to the victims who directly suffered under this misconduct, or their family members, in some kind of outreach capacity.
Okay. And okay, I guess I see what you're saying now. That's good. Thank you very much for looking into that for us, for that project. We have a specialist on the line here who has some really interesting and alternative ways on some different processes that will help us to be able to handle some of the situations that are going on. But I would like for Edward, if you could, Edward, give us a little bit from your perspective. What can we do? I don't know. Hopefully everybody has heard about the Sandra Bland situation there in Texas. What could we do actively, engagingly, without interfering with the family's, I guess, rights or wishes? Edward, what could we do as a community of people who cares about women being treated the way women are getting treated right now? And especially, I don't see a lot of white women getting shot down by policemen, but it seems to be a racial thing. And I could be totally off on that. But, Edward, from your perspective and what you expertise in, what can we do right now to resolve some of these issues that we're having, to change them? You're a very brilliant man.
Now, I've been thinking about an answer to that since you spread it out a little bit, the question. And the answer that comes to mind is we must make change. The change we must make is within ourselves. We are the change that needs to be made, not them. We must educate ourselves. You know me for a while. And you know the things I discuss and I do, and without change inside of us, we cannot accomplish anything. We're ignorant. We came into this world, we knew nothing. They educated us. We still knew nothing. If we don't learn, we will never know anything. And what does it say in those books that everybody counts on in their the religions they set up here and control and give you the right to be licensed under them? What they give it, they can take it away. What really are they saying? Everything. They are controlling the people. And what it says is, our people shall perish for lack of knowledge. And that is the truth. And everyone will perish for lack of knowledge when the situation changes here in this land, as it will. No one will know how to deal with it. They're not prepared for it. And it's not exactly something I don't think that is going to be easy to prepare for. It's going to be quite overwhelming, actually. And that's the way they want it. And it's not long, you know, 40 years ago it was long coming, 50 years ago. I've known about much of this for many, many years, what it is and the real truth of everything. And I work with some of the most brilliant individuals that I ever imagined working with. Therefore, I get my questions answered sooner or later. I joke with myself. Sometimes it takes me a minute to get them answered. We're quite busy and I forget to bring it up or something, or I'm out of communication for a moment, and I really want that question answered. And the knowledge is priceless. I could never buy this. The friends that I associate with is beyond anything I ever imagined. So the truth is very simple. It is what it is. The history of this planet that goes back, two leggers have been on this planet for more than 2.5 million years, at least that long. There have been civilizations here time and time again, and every time they disappear, they try to rub out all memory of it. These people are here just effectuating their desired results, and the 13 families that control most of the land on this planet and most everything have structured through documents everything. And that's all you have to do, is no structuring and documents, and everything changes. But the people don't even know. I hand them a document to sign, something simple, and they're so scared to sign it. And then I ask them, well, you did read your mortgage, right? They told you to read everything before you sign it. That's why you're doing this, right? Not one of them ever read their mortgage. And if they knew what a crime the mortgage was in the first place, they wouldn't even pay for it. I've been playing with the mortgages for 10 to 15 years with a man that taught me, that lived through three foreclosures in the 1990s. He was a certified public accountant and worked with the IRS for 22 years. He taught me things that were amazing. I am a very lucky man to have been taught by individuals that actually knew something from the time I was very young. And it makes a difference in my life to know the truth instead of guessing. It surely does. If I don't know, this communications device that we're on, that'll work. If somebody's giving you a hard time, for instance, a judge, a district attorney, a public official, a government official, whatever, they're merely putty in your hands. If you want to toy with them like the cat does the mouse can never get away. All you have to do is understand things from the right point of view. Their system is set up, and they're in it whether they like it or not. When I want to take out a judge for very good reason, the first thing I'm forced to do would go find and disqualify the district attorney. And that's simple, because he's breaking the law every day, both of them. It's easier. See, it's my responsibility in their system as a citizen, that is owned. Nevertheless, as a citizen, there's a law. It says you must report a crime if you see it. If you don't, you're breaking the law. You must go to the nearest magistrate and report that crime. It's called a criminal complaint. Just carry blanks in your briefcase wherever you go. Hattie, you must carry them wherever you go. If any district attorney steps out of line, let him know right away. If you step out of line, I'll pull this puppy right out and I'll bring it to the nearest magistrate. And when the magistrate decides not to give it to the grand jury as he is required to by law, he just broke the law, too. He gives it to the district attorney. I got him. District attorney, what does he do with it? Throw it in the garbage. He's not going to get any of his cronies that he breaks the law for, and they're all in on it, and they're all playing a word they, you know, nothing about in this court. By the way, Hattie, can you hear my voice? Hold on one second. That's better.
What?
Can you hear me,
good.
Okay? Am I talking too fast? Should I slow it down?
You're fine. I mean, you're talking about that legal piece, but I don't think anybody has been charged in this specific situation we just talked about. So this is more big picture. You're saying continue on with this process.
Here's how
that
you fix everything. This is what we did. What we do in with Belinda Parker Brown in St. Tammany. These are all corrupt. Every single legal situation is operating under corruption and is corrupt. And I know it. You just don't know. I know it and they know it, but that's it. That's the difference. Okay. So why would I go in and try to take out a judge if the district attorney is just going to interfere with the grand jury? The grand jury is of the people. It's the only chance anyway. That's the only thing that's real. That's how the whole system's set up. So basically that's my grand jury. They are not of the system, not of their system. They do not belong to their corruption, and they are just average people that will sit for 6 months. They think they're doing the right thing. Believe me, most of those people are just trying to do the right thing on those grand juries. As soon as I go and I take a criminal complaint and get the district attorney disqualified from whatever it is I want to do, then I pull it out of my back pocket, my inner jacket pocket, whatever, and hand it to the foreman of the grand jury, a criminal complaint. If I have 20 violations that judge did, and I witnessed them against anybody, it's my responsibility to do this. It's for fun, though. But anyway, you make each charge separate and always include the law. Don't just put in there the rule or regulation. Put in there what the words say when they go look it up. Don't make them go look it up. And don't put more than one charge on one complaint. If the grand jury is not interfered with by the district attorney, that judge is going to sweat it for a couple of weeks and see if they hand back a bill or not he has to answer for. See, how do you make judges, how do you make lawyers pay and judges have to get lawyers? All you have to do is know how to play the game. You set them up. They know you're setting them up, and there's nothing they can do about it because they're breaking the law constantly. That's all they do. I'll show you. It's the truth. Why would I lie about it? That's all they do is break their laws. Understand that their system is a legal system that isn't necessarily lawful. It's a de facto administrative system that is kind of like a hybrid. They developed this and got Congress to give them permission to do criminal violations instead of crimes, and give them permission to do crime prevention instead of crimes. Nobody's ever been injured. You don't have to be injured or property injured, and they'll still collect from you and charge your criminal character. That's the way they want it. It's their casino, and that's the way it's set up. If you think it's corrupt because it's an accident, this is their casino. This is the way they want it. Or it wouldn't be pervasive in every part of the country, and it's not just against blacks. They're just getting it worse. It's against everybody. Anybody who's got no money is a target, believe me. They could care less. Mentally handicapped people, what did Reagan do? Throw them all out of the nut house, the state mental institutions, one I was born in, actually, and bought them bus tickets to other states so they wouldn't be responsible legally for them. It's all about documents and legalities. If you want to stop something, you must look at it from the right point of view first. If you want to effectuate your own desired results, all you have to do is have knowledge to do it. It's simple. He who writes the documents runs the show. who can stand against the one who writes the documents? Even the lawyers don't. They have to pay the paralegals to write them for them. If you write the documents, they can't stand against you because they don't know law. The lawyers, by the millions, they basically have no work. That's why they use them for robo-signing all those mortgages. And now it's all coming back on them. They're getting sued, too, for robo-signing. Oh, my God, they're in big trouble. Everyone is, except the homeowners abandoned their houses and didn't know that none of the trustees actually were assigned those mortgages, and they have no standing to foreclose or collect the mortgages. But people don't know that. Everybody should have their mortgages analyzed. How do I know this?
Talk with us a little bit about, and then we're going to let someone else comment on what you said, about restructuring oneself out of
Gary,
the United States.
Yes, I always thank you for guiding me. Here's the thing. I'm sending out an email right now. It's almost finished, and I just have to have it okay. With law in it and everything. In the last 4 years, they changed the laws. They're about to confiscate everything. They're going to nationalize all the 401ks, IRAs, retirements, and pensions. Why are they doing this? Well, they got a negative deficit balance, and Hillary says we need negative deficit fund camp. Everybody, all adults need to go to camp. That's the FEMA camps that hold 50 million with barbed wire on the inside. But here goes. And when you go in, you don't come out. But it's a long story. I'd have to explain it to you. This structuring allows an individual to look at things in the right point of view. You are structured, only under a corrupt corporation that isn't even structured direct. Structuring direct to the international structure is the only way to secure yourself. The billionaires have had it done. They just don't know how to do it. And the 13 families are the only ones that have kept it in their 13 families and their bloodlines since they appeared. People think they've been here for thousands and thousands of years. They actually appeared about 2,900 years ago, the 13 families. And they control pretty much every industry that affects your and my life. What you have to know is that if you are structured properly, no one can penetrate. You are virtually impenetrable, and you attach all your wealth to it. If you had your company structured right and you aren't structured right, they could penetrate to you improperly structured and get through your company. So it has to be done all in the proper manner. And I work with individuals
Edward, if anybody is interested in restructuring themselves differently, why don't you give them your contact information and then they could give you a call back on that. And,
all right. All right.
Let's have some questions now and a little dialogue and see if any of the panelists here would like to do that. So, Edward, this is Edward. Your contact info.
Thank you so much, Hattie. Oh, okay. It's my number. You can call me at 818-613-9206. And I have a little bit of knowledge in quite a bit of different areas that to protect my own two little feet and my friends. So I've had more challenges than most people from the time I was very little. And I took on everybody else's challenges, and that's how I kind of took them on as they were my own. If I take on a challenge, it's like mine. I have to know how to resolve it, even if the person that I'm working with is the weak link. That's what I don't like. I don't like when they don't. It's a long story. If everybody's strong,
okay,
there's
thank
nothing
you.
We can't accomplish.
Thank you, Edward. And Edward also has a lot of really great health ideas.
That's what I
do
too, yes.
Their health. So thank you, Edward. Okay. Does anybody have some questions or something they want to talk about today at this point? Or it's open mic for those who would like. No questions from all that great information that David gave or Edward?
May I say something again?
Yes.
There isn't any legal situation that you cannot win. Show me the largest case in the country where things are being confiscated right now by the ABC alphabet agencies, rather. And show me they got some money, and we'll just get them restructured properly where they cannot penetrate it any further, and then go after the opposition until we absolutely destroy them. And I always believe in shooting the messengers as well. And we're not talking about guns here. We're talking about when I slap somebody instead of using my hand anymore, I can just use paperwork. It lasts a lot longer.
Okay. Shira.
How do you reverse your health?
Like to add today?
The same way. How do you reverse your health, Hattie? The same way. You must use the proper applications.
How do you reverse your health?
Okay. So you reverse your health the same way. Every single dysfunctional health situation is pretty much reversed the similar way. You remove all what is blocking the healing process or positive ionic matter. It's simple to do. And you renutritionalize, remineralize. You clean out the colon completely. That is really what's blocking you from getting nutrition, oxygen, and an immune system that's dysfunctional is not putting out proper what it's called is.
And they used to teach that in medical school as well about the digestive tract. That's where all the illnesses start. And you are absolutely right on that. And
yes,
we're gonna have to call you. If they want to get information on the health, if they want to get information
Reason I know this, Hattie, my mother drew her last breath when I was 15. I was told at very young ages by very amazing individuals that everything was a lie at 6 years old by very prominent individuals, and I was also told that they treated her and there were other ways to treat cancer and they weren't doing it right at 15. I watched her suffer and die. They're still lying today, and I have all the whistleblower files. I've been collecting all the information for years. I hobnobbed with some of the most brilliant men in the country.
Let's come back next week, Edward, with those, and we're going to get a little bit more in depth in that health piece that you know next week.
We can reverse anything. It's so simple.
Thank you for coming in. And Ashira, would you like to share the project?
Oh, yes. Is that our Suggestive Samples project you're speaking
of?
Yes. Yes,
exactly.
We have our Suggestive Samples project campaign going on to raise money through Women's United and the Lotus Place Radio. In regards to what David mentioned at the beginning of the show, the five women that have been found dead in jail, and also the attacks on women in general, historically and recently. So we have a Suggestive Sandals Facebook page, and this Suggestive Sandals idea came from Ken, too. He mentioned how being a bus driver in Brooklyn, he saw these women with these Suggestive Sandals, and Suggestive Sandals are these, you know, little sandals with rhinestones or strappy sandals and all of that. So we just thought about doing something fun because we're always delivering news on all these many deaths and things. I mean, sometimes it can be very morbid and depressing. And we just really need some uplifting. And so we thought about doing something fun and uplifting and motivating for women and for men to have fun with also. So just submit some pictures of your Suggestive Sandals, your foot in Suggestive Sandals, your feet in Suggestive Sandals to our Facebook page. You can donate $1 to register for the contest, and Canty will judge those feet and those Suggestive Sandals, and we will raise money for women and families that have been victims of police brutality, domestic violence, and terrorism throughout the country. So, Women United and the Lotus Place Radio and the Suggestive Sandals campaign. Come on, get on board. Send some pictures in. WomenUnited7777.org is the webpage. And also, let's see, you can also Instagram your pictures and tweet your pictures, tweet your feet. You can tweet your feet and just put that hashtag, Suggestive Sandals, so that we can pick it up and follow it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, anybody else want to add something else to today's discussion or ask questions, Ashira, Edward, or David's presentation. Or if you want comments.
I do want to hear more about the health health piece, and maybe we can have Edward come on and speak about some health pieces because, you know, we're all about empowerment and helping people live happy, healthy, wholesome lives. And something that Edward mentioned about, and you, Mother Hattie, about the digestive tract. Dr. Jewel Pookroom, Dr. Layla Africa, they all speak extensively on the dis-ease of our bodies. And something that me and my mom are starting to adopt is proper food combination. What we do is we don't eat properly. It's not necessarily overeating. Well, overeating is a problem. But it's the food combinations like carbohydrates or proteins. Like here in America, we eat a lot of sandwiches. And actually, we're not even supposed to eat bread with meat. You're supposed to eat those items like 30 minutes apart from each other. And you're not supposed to drink while you're eating. Things like that. And all of that's causing the colon cancers that we have and the digestive problems and pancreatic cancer, all of this stuff. It's just diabetes. It goes back to miseating and not eating properly. And we have so many people suffering from diabetes
Yeah, Edward is a wealth of knowledge around that health piece. And I know he wants to come back in on today and Edward, are you still there? We want you to come back in. Shira had a question on that. And then next week, what we'll do is let's devote the whole process here to the health piece. Let's just do that for next week. 45 minutes of health with Edward giving us what he knows and then the rest of us sharing what we would like to as well. So, Edward, are you still there?
And can
yes,
you give out your number one more time? Edward, what's your number again?
My number is 818-613-9206. And it is my love and my passion to reverse all dysfunctional health that I have ever come in contact with in my life. What I do is I have to know how to do whatever comes in front of me. If I don't know, I have two-leggeds to call that are so brilliant. I am only a two-legged. I'll be honest with you. If I had not learned from the others, I would never know what I know. It's beyond, I am so grateful, and the knowledge I have is beyond, I could never put a price on it. Reversing dysfunctional health is as simple as just doing it, if you know how. You know how to change a tire? You may not want to change the tire. You may not like changing the tire, but you know how to change a tire. You can do it. It's the same. It's no different. You got to change. The key word is change. When you put the right things into your body, the right things start happening. The problem is that people's immune systems are completely shot, especially if they get all of the antibiotics that are in the meats that they're serving us. They're not eating natural game. Nobody is. Everybody's eating store-bought garbage, and it is set up in their casino, and they're here to win. They are, as, let's see, one radio show host puts it, they're the pimps are the doctors. No, the doctors are the hookers. The pimps are the pharmaceutical companies. And if you want to see the tricks, you just got to look in the mirror. Everybody who has medical insurance dies at 10 times the rate. I have the statistics. Then people who don't. Why? Because they got lots of tests now, and they can find lots of things wrong with you that don't exist. You find lumps in a woman's breast, and they're going to start radiating you and give you chemotherapy. That's a total sham. You know how they get the lumps in their breasts in the first place? Mammograms. They give them out free. For every 10,000, they get another 1,000 to 2,000 new customers. Nice business. It's a hell of a way to make a living.
I heard that. Edward, I did hear that the mammograms are all a sham, and I'm 44. I have not had one, and I don't plan on having one. I'm not having one. I'm not having one.
You don't never need them. If you wanted to get something checked out, it's a thermogram is all you could. Why would you want to do a mammogram when it's, and do them constantly, and then they find a little lump? That's when they give you 5 or 10 more. Oh, they got you. Once they
and
radiate
they
you enough, see, they don't care.
They stress you out with that crap.
They know you'll be
and
a client in 10 or 15 years. They create the cancer cells.
Yes,
they don't create them, excuse me. They exasperate them. They affect them to be able to become the cancer that want them to become.
Well,
it's good for
the environment and the
Patty?
Foods that we're eating that's causing these illnesses and cancer cells.
Well, they're all part of it. The food industry and the pharmaceutical company. Hattie, I'm going to send you files that show you that the man that they put in prison for all the chemicals and everything for Auschwitz and all of the all of the camps in Germany. He was put in prison.
Yes.
They got him out in 2 years. He became the CEO of Bayer and in charge of all vaccinations of the United States and worldwide. I'll give you the file, and you can drop your jewel. I'll show you all the lies they tell in this country. They brought in 50,000 Nazis to run this country right out of the internment camps. They were supposed to go to the Nuremberg trials. They brought them in here to run the second CIA and NASA and run this country. The same capitalists that run this country sent Lenin and Trotsky over there to murder. They murdered 20 million people, and then they sent Hitler to find out what was going on in the political parties in Germany. They liked what he had to say when he came back, so they funded him to do it and go up against Russia. That's what it was all about. They tell you that the United States won World War II. That's a lie. Germany was defeated by Russia, period. The whole thing's a lie. Everything's a lie. They lied about everything.
Wow.
You believe them, go ahead. Go use their doctors, too. Their doctors are so ignorant that 5 out of 10 of them, 4 out of 5 will not use chemotherapy or radiation on their friends or family. And those are oncologists. You know the only reason why they do it? Any ones that stopped using chemotherapy and radiation, which, by the way, murders all cancer patients, it's the biggest lie they ever perpetrated on the American people. But it's $106 billion a year that two men that own the chemotherapy companies working on the borders, Memorial Sloan Kettering, all these years, they've been blocking Laetril and all the true cancer protocols. I know how to reverse all stage 4 cancer. I know exactly what you do to reverse every disease that I've come in contact with. And if I don't know, I know 100 doctors just got together and put the whole medical industry on its ear. They told the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. I just bought all the episodes on that 6 months ago. The whole truth is coming out. The whole medical industry is a sham. The whole thing, if you study the history, it's a lie. This is not something we need or want.
Well,
lie.
On that note, we've got 2 minutes. Did anybody else, would you like to ask a question or make a comment about something else or about what we've been discussing?
By the way, they have the best trauma care in the world in Western medicine, not to be confused with their medicine.
I have a question for you, a cancer-related question. What do you know about Hippocrates Institute in Massachusetts? Give me a little insight on that, if you know anything about it.
No, I don't know, but the name Hippocrates already says good things. Medicine be your food.
It's a medical facility that specializes in cancer cure, and they will not accept a patient if they have had chemo. They don't use chemo, and they have like a 98% curing rate of cancers in various stages, all stages, from what
I
was told.
I'll give you my comment. Here's my comment. Mm-hmm. The individuals I was fortunate enough to be introduced from one to the other, some of the most brilliant men, and I got on planes and made it my business to pick their brains in the middle of the night for years, some of them, when I was able to, and they allowed me to, have been reversing stage 4 cancer, and the videos, I'll show you the real truth, for 4 decades now at least, and have over 90...